Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Nanti Pai, who is an economist and a director at NASEAN Advisory and Research. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, don't worry. Most of us don't know. Never mind time of day. We don't even know what day of the week it is. So you're fine. You're in good company. Put it that way. All right. So we've started seeing this term now being bandied about. You've seen it in our media over the last few days, grey listing. But I think we need to understand what this means. What is it?
Well, I think it's not very far from what, language that you understand very well in South Africa about, you know, the you remember when we were being, we were called junk status, you know, during the days of our big conference, the ratings agencies. So basically where people look at your country and they say, look, do we really want to do business with these people? Do we want to, do we want to lend the money? And greatest thing, really, this comes from the Financial Action Task Force Global, which actually has allowed an agreement or a discussion that's very, very important around how different economies, of course, handle money and the transfer of money and the use of money. So those relationships between the different financial institutions, remember, we are all connected. And one of the big concerns that have emerged in the past maybe decade or two is the kind, you know, issues of money laundering, the financing of terrorist activities, and of course, all other criminal activities that can happen. And so really the big question is always, when financial institutions are dealing with money and they're dealing with money transfers and they are actually have relationships with each other, do they know where that money is coming from and do they know where that money is going? And so the regulations must be, each country therefore has to put in regulations and systems that actually hinder this kind of activity. So, for example, that money cannot be moved from one jurisdiction to the other, from one bank to the other. That allows for support of criminal activity, of terrorism, and all of these things. So, the task force then looks into these things, and when they are clearly said, it really is that actually doing business with the Navy in support of those activities. And I think that's really the big concern. So, South Africa has been asked for some time to increase its monitoring and regulation and make sure that you can actually identify where you are deficient and you actually do something about it. It seems that we have not done sufficiently to be able to combat this concern.
Isn't this a bit odd? I would have thought that given our exchange control regulations, given the fact that in 2008 we were fairly well protected from the crash because of some of our monetary policies, that South Africa would be able to be fairly compliant in this space.
Yes. So, I think those are two different things. That time, this was very much about our regulation for credit. So basically that South Africa actually lends in a responsible manner. So that means, when you and I go to the bank and we borrow money, the bank is not going to give the money you can't afford.
Right.
And therefore that allows them to protect the consumer because obviously you have credit as far as you can afford it. But it also protects the system because the system is not weak where you have an economic shock like we did in 2008, like we did, for example, COVID, where actually, because when people are no longer able to pay, the system could collapse. So that is because we were quite responsible in how we lend money to people. People could only get that which they could afford, where it was very different in places like the U.S., where anybody really was getting a loan for a house, right, getting a credit card, without even actually having a job or having a job that couldn't afford this thing. So that was one thing, and it was quite important, and I think it's a very important puzzle because it speaks really about how we actually manage our financial affairs. Here, it takes us, I guess, even a bit deeper because it says, let's understand also, it's one thing for you to be able to use the economic system or the financial system to transfer money, to do transactions. But where is that money coming from? Where is that going? And does it present risks to the economy, to people's lives, to stability of our system? So that then says that, you know, if you are not clear, then it tie you even further. So we know, for example, in South Africa, we have FICA, the Financial Action, the Financial Information Center Act, and that really, for example, forces you to say, this is who I am, this is Tradify, I live in this place, and then also, you know, but now it says, let's take that further. Who is the financial source and the final beneficiary of this company? So, for example, we're trying to stop people from having a company where you could run a company, but that company actually has shareholders that are terrorists, and shareholders that are perhaps human trafficking, you know, that money comes from human trafficking, all of those kinds of things. So let's be more diligent about monitoring who the people are and who the final beneficiary is. I must say it's important because I think an interesting thing in South Africa has been that we haven't really been very strong in that, especially where many people will say, you know, with trust, so the final beneficiary of a trust and all of that. Even though FICA, I suspect in my view, FICA has been quite strong and quite good in doing this kind of work. But we are being asked now to look, to increase our monitoring, to increase our understanding of these matters.
Yeah, so, and do you think we'll get this right, or do you think it's inevitable that we're going the grey listing route?
It's a difficult discussion. Let me say this. Yesterday, I listened to another radio station, and they were talking to the portfolio committee chair of finance, who are responsible for driving this, because remember, all these laws and these acts and regulations, of course, have to come through parliament. And I didn't get the sense that parliament was quite in touch with this in the manner that they need to be in, and with the urgency. So that concerned me a little bit, but, you know, we always go for the best.